One man with courage is a majority. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, School of the Masters, Absolute Monastery, and all sorts of good stuff here at Campo, California. Today we have the Absolute Philosopher, and the Absolute Philosopher is going to share a few wise sage ideas on one man with courage is a majority. The words came from Thomas Jefferson. As you remember, you do remember, don't you?
Yes.
Thomas Jefferson was one of our early presidents, and he was one of our more literate presidents. He wrote books, and he had libraries, and he was a wealthy guy, too. And he had slaves, and he had everything in him. Everything that stood for wisdom and knowledge and understanding and living in the times that they were living. But he said, one man with courage is a majority. Now, why did he say that? He said, when anyone stands up for the truth, they are standing up for quite a major thing. Now, who can tell me the person who said this?
Give me liberty or give me death.
Patrick Henry?
Patrick Henry.
You think he said that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what you learned.
That's what you learned. Huh?
Abraham Lincoln?
No, 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 Patrick Henry.
Oh, okay.
No, Abraham Lincoln said different things. He said, free the slaves. But and Abraham Lincoln said, God must have loved the poor people. He made so many of them. Which was quite interesting. But anyhow, Abraham Lincoln stood up. He stood up against many great odds, and he stood up at the tearing apart of the United States at that time with the Civil War and the other things going on. And that was terrible. And yet he stood up for the rights of everybody. I mean, at a time like that, even in the times of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates, the slavery was rampant and natural. Any overcome country, the people were taken over and became slaves. Mm-hmm. And it's not that they misused the people, which they did, but it's that the people were taken under their control and were their servants and their slaves. And, of course, you know the story of the Roman government. Mm-hmm. The Roman government was quite excellent and quite beautiful, and the people retained more and more slaves, and they gave all the slaves the business opportunities. They had the slaves running their business, the slaves were doing their households, the slaves were taking care of their children, teaching their children, and pretty soon the fall of the Roman Empire took place because the slaves took over. And naturally, they were not interested in seeing the Roman Empire retain its solidity or solidarity. They were behind its destruction, and it was very easily destroyed from the inside because they were right in the home, they were right in every business, they were right in everything. But you see, one man with courage can stand up to these things. Now, we've had some great people throughout all of time who have done some pretty marvelous things. And we know of many of them. I just think of Michelangelo. Michelangelo stood up to the Pope. And the Pope wanted things done his way, and Michelangelo said, you hired me, and I'm going to do it my way. And the Pope wasn't too happy about that, and so he kept giving Michelangelo a hard time. But Michelangelo succeeded and proceeded to do what he believed was highest and best. And, of course, we have the Sistine Chapel and its beautiful painting as a memento of his standing up for principle. Now, many others have stood up for principle, too. Another very unfortunate fellow, Martin Luther King, Jr., he stood up. And when he stood up, what happened? He got shot. And this happens to many people when they stand up. John F. Kennedy, he would not go along with certain political parties that were taking place in Washington. And so naturally they just put him out of action. They did it rather dramatically because they wanted to do it dramatically, to make it a very big show to say that we did not approve of what he was doing. And part of what he was doing was the Bay of Pigs, as you recall. Now, you see, there are many things that go on like this. Many things. They always are trying to shoot our presidents. And the Pope, remember when they shot the Pope? And now, what does the Pope wear when he's out in public? He wears a bulletproof vest, and he's also in a bubble, too, you know, like the president.
They call it the Pope-mobile.
The Pope-mobile? Yeah, that's about a good name for it. But isn't it a shame that in a period of, say, 30 years, such a thing had to be happening, you know? That it's only in the last 30, 40 years that all of this trust and belief and respect for the people, it was just tumbling down. Now, many times in the life of many presidents, they were shot at. And the president and the Congress and the country didn't immediately say terrorists and other things like that. They didn't label these as terrible things. And they probably were terrorists. They probably were people of the opposition trying to get rid of that part of the presidency and what have you, because he didn't go along with their ideas. And the government didn't do that. But then somehow in our philosophy came along the idea of terrorism, and we lost all perspective. We lost all perspective, and we go out afraid of our shadow. And you say, well, my goodness, look at this, look at this. Yeah, that's afraid of our shadow. Years ago, we never had to lock our doors. We had a consciousness in the nation of, this is my home, this is my castle, never invaded. And the few people who did invade it were put under custody and told that's a no-no. They weren't told they were bad forever, but that's just a no-no, don't do that, you know. And if they persisted, they were taken to a psychiatrist or put in jail or whatever. But you see, we must stand up for principle. And I would recommend to anyone who listens to this talk today, and hearing the words of Thomas Jefferson as he said, one man with courage is a majority. If you will stand up for the fact that we have a good country, we have a nation filled with people who love one another, we have a country that every country in the world admires and respects, and they admire and respect everything we do and everything we are. If you will be just one person with courage to stand up, you will be a majority. When I was in Switzerland, I was talking to the Kiwanis Club, and the Kiwanis Club was ready to rip up Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan today is an icon, but at that time he was an Incan, you know, and they were having difficulty having confidence in him. And so every question they asked about Ronald Reagan and his term of government and the things that he did in government, I had an answer for. Now, I had not read up on him, and I was not an aficionado of his policies and his programs, but I listened within and answered every question they had with a standard American answer that would be a realistic answer of what an American president would have done, because I was an American and the president was an American. You know, you put the two together. Mm-hmm. And so when I got done talking to the people in the Rotary Club, they had a different attitude about Ronald Reagan. They had a different attitude about the United States. And I was just an ordinary citizen putting on seminars on positive thinking in Europe. And I was a guest of Ellen's husband, who was a Kiwanian, and we were at his club, right? And so it was a lovely evening and a great thing. We went to Australia, Ellen and I, and as we were arriving, the government was in bad repute with the people, and the dollar was just sinking very rapidly, and the government went down, down, down. And so we told the philosophical societies that we spoke to, and the unity churches and religious science churches and the organizations and colleges and people that we spoke to, we said, hey, we didn't say this phrase here, one man with courage is majority, but we said to them, why are you putting down your own government? Why are you putting down your own financial condition, your situation? Say, we have the finest legislators in the world. We have a stable dollar, a powerful and a potent stable dollar. We have the finest government in the world, the finest legislators in the world. Well, 3 weeks later when we left Australia, the dollar was up and the government was in high repute, and the people had listened to our message and put it into motion and brought about the result. Now, we didn't speak to that large a number of people, but those people we spoke to were thinkers, were people who believed in the principle. We are going into Nigeria and Ghana and Guyana, and as we go into Nigeria and Ghana, we see the streets there, we see the city there, we see the problems that the people have, and the people are having their government listed as corrupt and so forth. And we say, don't do that. Say we have the finest government in the world. We have the most beautiful country in the world. We're lying on a bed of oil here. We're the eighth largest oil reserve in the world. We're great. We're wonderful. We're fantastic. Well, now, every time we go over there, the people are singing these songs. The school children that we taught it to, they're singing it over the television and the radio that we presented it. They're giving it. And all the teachers rush up to us and want to hear more and know more. You see, one person, Ellen and I are two people, of course, but one person presenting this, and now they're presenting it too. And they're doing these things very beautifully. But you see, that's all it takes. Now, is the United States afraid of its own shadow? No. If it's not, then we put a new cause in motion, and we say everything is in divine order. We say, everything is in divine order. Everything is in divine order. Everything is in divine order. The United States is at peace with itself and at peace with its world. The United States is at peace with itself and at peace with its world. You see, when we realize Thomas Jefferson's word, one man with courage is a majority, we will realize that, so to speak, our vote counts. Our voice counts. Our choice counts. So let's begin today standing up for that choice, that voice, that vote, and show ourselves that we live in a world where all is peace, all is harmony, all is right action. The activity of the terrorist is a thing of the past. It no longer is current in our thinking, in our living, in our acting. We live in a free country, and this country will always remain free so long as we don't run like scared rabbits and lock our doors. Think about that. One man with courage is a majority. See, I know where to get it, too. One man with courage is a majority. Have a lovely evening, and know that I think that you're the most beautiful beings in the entire universe. And I'm one of you. I love you. I love you. I love you.